Welcome to the Energy First Responders Group in May of 2020 with a message that will carry long, long forward into time itself. We have been blessed with nature for today as it has expanded our hearts, our light, that unbelievable light that lives within us and is who we are, as we're learning through this process to become more present, more grateful, more open, more experiencing the joys of nature, the joys of doing things with our hands, feeling that, ourselves, allowing processes that might be daily or repetitive in some way to become new each time, to be filled with that gratitude and joy of just being alive. As we move into these energies today, if there's anything that comes up for anyone, just allow yourself to move through. Because as we move into these unbelievable, loving, lovely places, that which isn't complete comes up. That which isn't quite finished, which needs to shift out of our consciousness. All of the old ways, patterning, whatever. There is tremendous help here. There's a great flow. We're working with both Source and Mother Earth, and all that with pure intention assists. Each one of us, each elemental. All of the three kingdoms, which I call planimals, plants, animals, minerals. As today we have come very, very close to them, to these kingdoms. Where the tasks that we do are merging with that same sense of being present, being in that moment, letting go of places to go, things to do, allowing the very nature of the universe, the nature of our soul, nature of Source and Earth, as we begin to quiet, notice your breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. The quieting, the heartbeat, resting deeper, give permission with every breath to move into the space of who we truly, truly are, that each one of us shares in this common space, that very essence. In this space, gratitude is natural. Our heart can sing as the birds sing. Our space can grow that inner space that we can take everywhere. Beyond the fear. And into that love, which is very, very deep in our hearts. We're also including that primordial place, allowing it to come into our group again. Feel it in your breath every time you breathe in and breathe out. Allow your breath to take you deeper and deeper into the essence, into the truth. So we're going to spend a few moments in silence with each one of you, allowing yourself to know yourself better, that quality of knowing. And as we do this, it will radiate out from the group, the stillness, the silence, the void, whatever you want to call it. Triggering those for whom it is good, for whom are open to join us. And we invite the kingdom. Plants, animals, minerals, as well as the spiritual kingdoms, elements, elementals, angels, beings, whatever, all that are in alignment with truth, wisdom, and pure intention. We will go into the silence now. allow yourself to come back to the voice. Notice your breath. Let your breath fill your body so that this experience becomes deeply embodied. And from the silence, the stillness, where we were and still are, there was a wellspring that came forward. It called itself a wellspring. And there are amazing shapes and forms and energetic structures. Very, very soft ones that want to come down through our vehicle here into Earth. Into this great planet who is changing and asking us to come with him, her, on that journey. Feel, see, sense, or in some way allow yourself to join this wellspring that is, I'm viewing it as bringing down these amazingly light, airy, wonderful, energetic energies. And as they go in, through, and around the earth, we allow them to ground through our bodies, through our feet. As our feet begin to merge with the earth, no separation. And these energies, these concepts, these ways of being allow us to move into our own new ways of being within. And then they just go deeply through our legs and feet. As the earth receives them, they get sent out to all the people, all the planimals, on the planet. This great place we were talking about of peace, of restoration, of gratitude and loving and joy, and being in the moment. Pervades us, everything around us. Let it go out into your environment. And we are all breathing together. And we are asking for the people that need to be lifted during this time now. And that kindness come in. Compassion, we call it. Love. So that more people are choosing to come from this place than from the old ways. And as that happens, everything lifts and shifts. I would like each one of you now to consider your vision of that lifting and shifting. What does it look like with all that we brought through? What does daily life look like? What does nature look like? What is the relationship between mankind and nature look like? Just come upon something that will remind you of how all of this feels. As we go deeper into our heart space, and allow that love, the very essence of our breath, moves out into the world. And of course we ask specifically to bless all of those who are in deep service at all levels, allowing, imagining, and creating the new world. Allowing, imagining, and creating the new world. I'm going to say the words to end this moment in time on a count of three. One, two, three. So be it, so it is done.